Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, the 13th of September, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. The ongoing Ukrainian counteroffensive has recaptured almost all of the Kharkiv Oblast in northeastern Ukraine, with Russians also reportedly fleeing Ukraine's eastern Luhansk district. In its latest report, the Institute for the Study of War, or ISW, a U.S. think tank, wrote that Ukrainian forces have inflicted a major operational defeat on Russia. The Ukrainian counterattack has drawn Russian forces from other regions, disrupted the invaders' communication lines, and ensured that Russian advances toward Bakhmut or around Donetsk City cannot be decisive, if they occur at all. In his Monday evening address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that since the beginning of September, Ukrainian troops have reclaimed some 6,000 square kilometers, or over 2,300 square miles, of territory previously occupied by Russia. Poland's climate and environment minister met with the U.S. ambassador to Poland on Monday to discuss potential Polish-American cooperation on civil nuclear energy. Climate Minister Anna Moskwa and Ambassador Mark Brzezinski were joined by Mirosław Kowalik, who leads Westinghouse Poland, the Polish subsidiary of the U.S. nuclear power company Westinghouse. During the meeting in Warsaw, Brzezinski and Kowalik handed Moskwa a report with a detailed bilateral roadmap intended to lead to the creation of six large scale reactors based on U.S. technology. Poland aims to build six nuclear blocks with a combined capacity of 9 gigawatts. The first of the blocks is slated for completion in 2033. In addition to the American offer, France's EDF last year submitted an initial proposal to build reactors in Poland, while South Korea's KNP made an offer in the spring of 2022. The Polish government is set to make a decision on the proposed projects later this year. The Books of Jacob by Poland's Nobel Prize-winning author Olga Tokarczuk is among the six books shortlisted for the 2022 Kirkus Prize for Fiction in the United States. The Books of Jacob is Tokarczuk's first novel to appear in English since she won the 2018 Nobel Prize for Literature and the International Man Booker Prize for the translation of her novel Bieguny, or Flights. The Kirkus Prize is one of the richest literary awards in the world, with a top prize of $50,000, awarded to authors of fiction, nonfiction, and young adult literature. The award ceremony will be held in hybrid form at the Central Library in Austin, Texas, on October 27th. The 47th annual Polish Film Festival opened in Gdynia last night with a gala celebration and a screening of the historical epic Orzel, or Eagle, The Last Patrol. Orzel is one of 20 films fighting for awards in the main competition of the festival, which continues throughout the week in venues around Gdynia. Veteran director Jerzy Skolimowski's EO, Poland's contender for next year's Academy Awards in the Best Foreign Film category, is among the movies competing at the festival. Other standouts include Zawery Żuławski's horror comedy Apokawiksa, which is hailed as Poland's first zombie film and is set to hit the theaters in October, just in time for Halloween. Radio Gdańsk will be reporting live from a mobile studio at the festival throughout the week. More information and a list of all films in competition can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be cool and mostly cloudy with a chance for rain showers later in the day and a strong breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 18 degrees centigrade or 64 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a chilly overnight low of 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Skies will clear off somewhat overnight with a chance for more sun and slightly warmer temps tomorrow. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.